A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here with a special podcast, some breaking news. We are here live on Periscope with some very important breaking Big Brother social media news at this hour. We don't normally do this kind of thing, but when important news is breaking, we are here to cover it.
Breaking news are happening now.
Yes, that is true. And it has been reported. We have reports coming in of an event that goes back as far as the early days of Rob as a podcast. We have been witness to this afternoon. It appears as of about 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Eric Stein has joined Twitter. We have Eric Stein here live on the phone. Eric, are you there?
What have I done, Rob? What have I done?
Yes. Yes. Eric Stein is here live. He has created a Twitter account. He is at Eric Stein Tweets on Twitter.
I'm already regretting this. I can't even begin to tell you.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know what happened. I think I stroked out this afternoon. I thought I could slip it in there under the radar. Before I know it, a commotion was brewing and I needed to set the record straight.
Okay. So many questions at this hour. People are live on Twitter. Lots of hearts coming in and the followers are pouring in as well. Eric Stein, first off, can we be assured that these are your words and not the tweets of America?
Well, the producers did make me get this Twitter before I start the show tomorrow, you know? So this is actually robot me coming from inside of the house right now.
Yes.
So, that, you know, I don't want to confuse anyone right off the get-go. I'm not going to hold up a newspaper with today's date on it because I look decrepit and no one needs to see that. Just, we're going to have to take, you know, America's word for it that it's me.
Why today? Why join Twitter here on June 21st, 2016? Is this connected to tomorrow's Big Brother 18 premiere?
It sort of was a strategic play. I figure that the fan base is currently engaged, but has yet to tip over into actually following the show itself. So for the next 24 hours, people might be like a little jazzed up about the show. Mm-hmm. So I thought maybe this was a time, you know, to cause a little stir in joining it. Now, why today after all of these years? I have absolutely no idea. I've already seen some of the most insane, ridiculous remarks thrown my way. And it's immediately come back to me why I had to ultimately make my MySpace private as well. Apparently, I owe Jen Johnson, who I've been friends with for 9 years, mm-hmm, some apologies for the ways I treated her during the show.
Right.
People need to, like, you know, catch up with the present time a little bit here.
Okay. And besides Jen Johnson takes, have there been any other negative tweets sent your way?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think we should do an over-under on how many times I'll be called a shifty-eyed rat weasel in the next hour. I would say 500 minimum.
Okay.
Also, I went out of my way to make sure that I had some of the most loathsome Big Brother players verified that it was me. So I made sure that Andy tweeted, Ronnie tweeted. I wanted to make sure that I have the worst of the worst followers coming my way that spread hate all over me.
Are you being cyber bullied?
Well, I need your advice on a lot of things.
Okay.
I would say the answer is yes, but so far I turned off all notifications entirely. So I actually have no idea.
All right.
What's being said? What's being done? I don't know a retweet from a favorite, from an at. I literally know nothing. I'm not playing dumb. Yes, I live in the United States. I have the vaguest sense of how this works, but I don't know what I'm supposed
Vegas
to be looking at, what is supposed to be on here, you know. So I need you to talk me through this whole scenario. So far, though, I've gotten some sound advice. Matt Hoffman, diabolical senior, super genius,
sure,
tells me, follow no one, because it would be the ultimate in just apathy and arrogance. That's his strategy. He said I should literally follow no people, because, you see, I didn't realize that this would immediately go public. So I was going to take my time, set it up, choose a nice picture, follow some people. Next thing I knew, the storm was upon us.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know.
That's a thing. I feel like that's the new trendy move, is to sort of follow like one person, or to like Kanye only follows Kim Kardashian, or follow no one, or follow like three or four people. I don't subscribe to that. I think it's a little too hip for me.
Okay. Well, so the thing is, right? And this is not being obnoxious. This is just factually true. We've discussed this many times. I don't personally have the need for a lot of attention. I don't need people to hear every thought that's on my mind. But I am interested in engaging people. I did this primarily for work purposes, but I'm also very, very bored. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm so bored, it might be time to return to Close Encounters of the Eric Stein board.
Wow. This is huge news.
So I just thought, why not? What's the worst that could happen? I've hid too long. Time to expose myself to it. So I need you. Exactly. And that's going to be my next tweet, exposing myself. That's how I'm going to get the followers. But as an old pro here, what is your actual advice? What do I need to do here to make this experience work for such a fragile psyche as mine?
Well, here's my first question. Do you have anything to say?
Well, here's the thing. My actual personality is quite obnoxious and snarky. It would fit right in with the Twitterverse. But also, that's kind of what I hate about Twitter. Like the nastiness and the outrage of it all. So, no, I don't think I have that much to say. But I was thinking I could recycle all of my old Facebook statuses, because only 400 people have seen those.
Yeah, that's a good idea. All right, so at this hour, when we came on this Periscope, Eric had 557 followers on Twitter. He's now up to 771. So they're really just jumping into the boat at this point, waiting for you to tweet something else. Your first tweet, the historic first tweet from Eric Stein, was, heard there's this cool new thing called Twitter, thought I'd give it a try, and in true Eric Stein fashion, now I believe a full 10 years after the invention of Twitter.
I mean, I'm just hearing about it.
Yes.
So,
yes. Know,
I don't know what to tell you. I thought I was being hip here. You know, I think what we should start off with here is, what's the over-under on either time or number of followers when I just completely snap and lose my shit and threaten to deactivate the account?
Sooner than later. I really would be surprised by Friday if you still had an active account. I think that this is going to be very short-lived.
Do you think that I will, off the record, have to confide in you looking for some words of encouragement about the whole thing?
Yes, I think that people probably have more faith in you. I have less, because I know of the times that we've podcast where a day later you go back and say, you know what? Everything I said, get rid of that. Take it all out. Take it down. I can't have that out there. I know you were on the precipice of this another time before this. And we're like, you know what? I'm out. I have to say that I feel like that soon, and maybe the only thing that could save you is the start of Big Brother, because then people might get distracted, new shiny object.
Maybe we should get some of, like, what are the basic questions I'm going to get bombarded with? Right, you know, maybe we should get that out of the way.
Okay,
you know?
Well, I have a live audience here on Periscope. Do you want to open up the floor to the press conference where I'm, like, your press secretary?
Yeah, should we just let everyone know I've been married to Jessica for 9 years?
9 years.
We're happily married. The showman's never ended. Did, obviously.
Okay. All right. So we are opening up the floor to questions for Eric Stein. Questions for Eric Stein are pouring in. The first question is, and I'm trying to read this font because it's far away. Are you going to live tweet this season?
Absolutely not.
No. What about the live feeds?
Nope. Absolutely not. I feel like when it comes to Big Brother, I understand this is not for everyone, but I'm going to know these people. Like, I don't want to bash these people online. That's not what I'm here for.
Okay.
I'm getting very angry text messages from Eliza. Just follow me. Follow me back already. You asked me to tell people that you're on. It's very easy. Just hit the follow button.
So the requests from the reality stars are pouring in to follow them.
Yes. Angry, though. Very angry.
Okay.
Apparently, I don't know. You see, the thing is, I don't know the etiquette of Twitter whatsoever. I don't know. You know, when people respond to me, am I actually engaging people in this? Or I got some advice from a former Big Brother winner just moments ago saying, tweet what you have to say and never look back. Don't read a thing.
Yeah.
Is that good advice?
Yeah, I think that's pretty good advice, especially for you. I think you just want to sort of just never click on the button that says notifications. You never look at notifications, never look at mentions, because yeah, you don't really want to mix it up with the rank and file on Twitter, right?
No, I mean, the thing is, I'm fine with discussing present day actions, right? What I don't want is to justify my game moves from a decade ago.
Right.
Like that's of no interest to me.
Oh, is this in honor of the 10-year anniversary of Big Brother 8?
Only 9, but yes, exactly. Well, you know what actually really, this is actually part of it. If the rumored returnees are who they are rumored to be,
yes,
then let's face it, Rob, my days are over in Big Brother. I think there was a time for
a while.
To believe I might be back. I think once we have tipped over to these people, I think it's pretty much
saving all the legends for a real all legend season. This is that they're talking about people that might not be at the A-listers. They're saving the A-listers for Big Brother legends.
Well, I don't think I'm one of them.
Okay, a question from that we keep getting in the chat. Are you going to be following your castmates from Big Brother 8?
I don't know. Who should I be following? I mean, I need advice on this. This is not shtick, and you know this, Rob, right? And what I need to know is, back in the day, you were at some time had to be nearly as neurotic as I was. You seem, though, to have like moved on. You've really integrated and socialized yourself like a normal, you know, functioning, successful human being. So what steps do I need to take to get myself there?
Well, I feel like that in, you know, probably in the maybe the first year of after my show was over, I kind of got over that. I don't know why you're still so upset and worked up about this as we approach now a decade after your season.
I think it's pretty obvious. I'm a thin-skinned Jew. There's not enough Tums in my cabinet to make my way through all of these mean-spirited tweets. That's why I immediately reached out to the people who I know must get it worst of all.
Have you reached out to social media mogul Frankie Grande for any advice?
Oof, not yet. Although I actually, this could actually lose me about 100 followers right now. I was up on stage at Livin' La Vida Grande the other day.
What is Livin' La Vida Grande?
Everything you'd ever expect it to be and more.
Who wants to shine bright like a Frankie?
Apparently, Eric Stein tweets does.
Oh, yeah. There was glitter. It was magical, Rob. I was taken off guard when I was called on stage.
Wait, so what happened? You're like in the inner circle of Frankie Grande?
Well, I mean, like you said, if the legends are aligned, got to kiss his ass a little bit.
Yes, okay, so that's what's going on.
In,
yeah.
In week one, I'll be in the diary room and I will announce, here's my strategy for the season. I'm going to crawl 20 feet up Frankie's ass and I'll see you in week 10.
All right, now I just want to remind you, we're live right now. I can't cut this out of a podcast an hour from now.
Well, now that I'm on Twitter, I think the real me is going to be out there. So, well, the thing is, right, I have held some information about myself sort of close to the vest. I did interact with the public a little bit when I was off the show, and it really just wasn't for me. We've talked about this on the podcast before. If I go to Yankee Stadium with my brothers, right, I don't need to know that random person on the internet is a Red Sox fan. I sincerely do not care.
Hold on. So does your brother have any interest in playing Big Brother? Is there any chance that we could see a new sibling added to a Big Brother season? Eric Stein's brother?
Nope. No. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. I think I'm officially...
No!
Get ready for a takeover! No. Don't think it's going to happen.
Yes.
I think the Steins are persona non grata over at Big Brother.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else about Big Brother 18? Is this signaling that you might be one of the four returning players this season?
Well, wouldn't that be quite a hoax if we had the forethought to do this to, you know, cause a little bit of a commotion? You know, we pre-recorded it and then leaked it today just to throw people off the scent. Yes. You know, maybe there's complete misinformation out there.
All right. Eric Stein is approaching now 1,000 followers on Twitter, almost doubling what you started with at the start of this podcast. Couple last questions for Eric Stein. He's a busy man. He has to get back to Twitter. He can't get back to my couch. He can't be just standing here answering your questions all day. Okay. Which Big Brother players are you friends with these days, Eric?
Ironically, Danny Donato is one of my best friends.
Yes.
And I'm really good friends with Nick Starcevic. So I'm friends with my two biggest enemies from my season who also showmanced each other.
Whoa. Oh, okay. You're the third wheel.
Yes, indeed. Maybe one day I'll get those crazy kids back together.
Yes. Yes. Eric, people want to know, this is from Summer July 12 wants to know, who are you rooting for this year on Big Brother 18? Do you have a pick of the litter?
I definitely feel like this is going to be a ladies' season, no doubt about it. It feels to me that casting went out of their way to get maybe a little bit more savvy, smarter women this year, but doesn't always work out. I mean, I think on Big Brother 15, we had some really strong women, and there was still a male winner. Haven't had a female winner since Big Brother 13, so I'm pulling for the girls this season.
Eric, have you thought about what your second tweet will be?
Yes, a deactivation.
Deactivation. Will, when should people expect tweet number two?
I mean, this is not even like, this is not shtick, and you know this. What is appropriate? Should I be tweeting two times a day as I randomly think? Is there like a rhythm to this that I should know about?
I think everybody is different in terms of the rhythm. I think maybe you could be the guy. I'm going to one tweet a day. You get one pearl of wisdom from Eric Stein per day. It's like a calendar.
Like a fortune cookie. Yes. Almost. Yes. It's like, well, that's the thing. Also, and you know this, I think a good part of the Eric Stein legacy is like folklore. It's because I've been mysterious. I've been inaccessible.
Like
I feel
Bigfoot.
Like as soon as this happens, no one will give one shit anymore about the whole thing. It's like, okay, let the air right out of the tires on this thing.
That's
why
you still have to be a little mysterious and don't tweet that much.
So I do think some cryptic tweets here and there might be the way to play this possibly. Now, obviously, I'm not like in season. I was on many moons ago. I don't do anything of interest, and I've already indicated I'm not going to tweet interesting things. So how many followers would be a reasonable expectation? Because, you know, if I don't get up to that number, I'm going to cry in myself.
No, you'll be at 50,000 before long.
All right, this is good to know.
Yeah.
So I do have a slight kernel of information that you probably know, but I don't think other people know.
What is this? See,
okay, I have been very hesitant to, sort of talk about what I've been doing nowadays and my background and all of this type of stuff, right? And I think that in part, and I hate to say this because I'm embarrassed for myself, is due to maybe the paranoia of maybe I'd play again one day, didn't want to paint a target on myself, this and that. But I've decided I want to rebrand myself and fully embrace the truth about Eric Stein. And the truth is, I have watched over 800 complete seasons of reality television, not episodes, complete in their entirety seasons. I am a tried and true reality TV expert. And if I could lend anything to Twitter, it will be snarky comments about, you know,
you've been waiting for this.
The CW's big man on campus from 2002.
Yeah.
You know, maybe the player on UPN.
Yeah, with Boston Rob.
Oh, yeah. If it aired, I have most likely seen it. And I'm ready to just own that. The information is out there. I'm not fooling anyone at this point or whatever. I do, you know, ultimately hope to have some work projects. I'm not going to even lie about my motivation here. I hope to build up, you know, a little bit of engagement with followers here. So it will actually pay off down the line. Mm-hmm. But for the time being, going to have fun with it.
Okay.
I think, though, I'm going to follow Mark Cuban's advice. It was not personal advice, just advice I read prior to this. And that is delete your tweets after a certain period of time. So that way, if I ever go back on Big Brother and the fans start searching my name for off-color language and thoughts, I won't be caught in a pickle then, you know?
Eric, any final thoughts for people with this breaking news announcement?
Yeah, the truth of the matter is I'm going to hate most of the people on Twitter. I'm going to hate the interactions on Twitter. And I greatly regret it. But after years and years and years of us talking about it, I felt it was only right that we did a press conference to announce this enormous mistake in my life.
Okay. Also, Eric, is there any truth to the rumors that in the year 2021, you will be joining Snapchat?
What's Snapchat?
Okay. You may not know about it yet, but your kids are going to love it. Okay. Trust me.
I heard my grandkids told me about the Instagram machine.
Yes.
I thought that sounded interesting.
Yes. Okay.
But, you know, I don't have pictures. I just sit on the couch all day. So.
Yes. And one other final thought. If Eric has not had a total breakdown because of joining Twitter, in a couple of weeks, we will be celebrating the 5-year anniversary of a very special moment in both of our lives when Eric Stein and I did a Billy Madison podcast that this summer. Stay tuned for the Happy Gilmore podcast coming 5 years later after the Billy Madison podcast.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Yes, that's right. All right. You can follow at Eric Stein Tweets on Twitter. It's blowing up. It's a trending topic, I think, even. Eric Stein Tweets is huge. Over now, what? 1,042 followers. Over 1,000, four digits. Welcome to the club.
Well, thank you. I tried to do at Yes Queen Eric, but I was told by a few friends that I would ultimately regret that
you
decision.
You would. It's hard to spell. All right, finally, before we run out of juice, what is the hashtag you want people to use when they are tweeting to you?
Oh, God, do you have a good one? Because I don't even
I think
know.
It's Yas Queen Eric. I think that's your hashtag.
I think whether we call for it or not, it'll probably be We Hate Eric, ultimately.
Hashtag We Hate Eric. Right. What did you call it? You were shifty what?
Beady-eyed, rat face shit weasel, maybe?
Something like
that's
that.
It's a little wordy, though.
That's a little wordy. All right. Eric Stein, can't wait to hear from you more on Twitter. Thank you guys so much for this breaking news. I'm sure it's all over the internet. We will be having our coverage of the Big Brother 18 kicking off tomorrow night live at 10:15 p.m. Eastern Time. Looking forward to seeing you then. I'm at Rob Cisternino if you want to follow me. At Eric Stein Tweets is Eric on Twitter. Take care, everybody.